longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Smart Guinas Filipinas podcast. Stancy at your service, Ralph Camus right beside me and back with a brand new attack, Ro Moran right across me. Boys, we just got to remind everyone that we are the number one.
Number one.
Number one.
75th ranked sports and recreation podcast.
It's going up.
In the Philippines.
It's going up. And we just found out that it's not
one
worldwide.
One spot, still one spot.
Yeah.
It's not worldwide, though.
And
as much as I want it to be, 175 is a big achievement for
all of
us.
I know, so we got to start, what, catering to the OFWs, what, balikbayans?
No. Because we are the podcast for the Filipino fan.
Yeah, so all around the world.
In the service of the Filipino people.
Pare, we can't say that anymore.
Why is it?
Oh, we can't say that. That's this ABS-CBN trademark.
Nah.
Is this and we're not.
Yes, in the service of the Filipino.
Yeah. It's been so long since they last used it.
No, they still use it.
They still do.
At 12 midnight, come the national anthem period, you know when they do that, and then they announce all of the technical people.
Yeah.
It's like, in the service of the Filipino.
That's
the
Sarimanok one.
That's your Sarimanok
one. I remember the Sarimanok one. It's going to be a fun podcast. We promised, actually, that we would have something extra special either this week or next week. And
we're thinking next week.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm actually afraid.
Yeah, we gotta talk about what happened.
Yeah,
what was supposed to happen tonight.
Happening tonight, actually.
Oh, as we speak.
There is a conference call with two writers from the Philippine media. I believe one is from Rappler, one is from Philippine Daily Inquirer.
No. Friend of the podcast, Nisi Agustin.
He actually is not there.
Huh?
He's not there.
You son of a bitch, Nisi.
Who's doing it, though?
I'm not sure who.
Jesus.
Besides, he sent our questions in.
Jesus.
The reason we're pissed about it is because we were supposed to be interviewing Paige.
Oh. Wow.
Jade Bevis.
Beavis.
We were so excited about it, man. Like, we really... Yeah.
Yes. Hey, wait. Friend of the podcast.
Friend of Philippine Wrestling Revolution. He is our official photographer.
And guest today.
And the guy who makes us look strong.
Who makes you look strong.
He joins us in the podcast, Hub Pacheco. Welcome to the podcast.
Yo, thanks for having me, guys.
So, yeah.
Paige,
dude.
The reason why I'm most pissed about this is not just because we're not interviewing Page.
Nice.
But it's also because I know, almost for a fact, that these two writers will know nothing about who they're interviewing.
Now I can tell.
And what they will be interviewing her about.
It's a hashtag fact that we know.
And it sucks that it's always like this. The Ricky Law questions will come.
Someone is going to Ricky Law this interview.
I was about to say that, yeah.
God fucking damn it. Sorry.
Sorry, hold on. Why is she... Is she in town?
No, she's not. It's a conference call.
It's to promote the show you two are going to.
Yeah, shit.
Next weekend. What?
Yeah. So what Ro and I did was to represent Mark Henry na lang at least, since we know we're not going to get an audio recording for the podcast.
Yeah, that was supposed to be the plan for tonight, right?
Yeah, we were supposed to, like... Right, we were supposed to have, like, clips of Paige answering our questions.
Wow, okay.
It was supposed to be pretty much an interview that we co-opted.
No, that's what I'm most pissed about. That they are not going to do it justice.
Yeah.
Because we sent in 15 questions.
14, 15 questions that we felt Paige wouldn't mind answering at all.
If we were there.
We could stretch it for an hour.
Exactly, at least. At least.
We can just talking about her English. All night?
Yeah.
I'd say we could go until about 11, but...
We could go all night, like Mundo and Puma.
Yeah.
We could have done that, but no, that didn't happen. And, you know, we're incredibly sad, obviously. So what we're going to do is you're going to have to check up on the website. It's smarkhenry.ph.
I hope that whoever is doing it for Rappler actually does ask our questions.
Yeah,
maybe it's busy.
Huh? Nee, it's not Buezy or House Elf.
If it was Buezy the House Elf, we would have known by now.
Yeah.
And he would have known to ask those questions.
He would have done the right thing.
Sup, Mike Buezy, how you doing?
But it's not Buezy the House Elf either. So, you know, here's to hoping that whoever has the questions actually asks.
Is it?
I didn't even have to think twice about the questions.
Is it Arsongalia, though?
Huh? I don't think it's Arsongalia.
No, it's not him either.
God damn, son. So we get zero representation.
We would have known, right?
He would have told us.
Yeah,
he would have said something. God
damn. So that's not happening.
God damn.
Instead,
I work for the Inquirer. group of companies.
No, Pigs Inquirer. Okay. Good segue. Good segue into your next story.
No. The Philippine Daily Inquirer is our sister company. And I know for a fact.
It is your mother company.
No, sister. It's how it's considered.
Okay, sister.
We're all equal under the banner. But I know for a fact. Okay, I'm just assuming
from the standpoint of a journalist, a real journalist,
that these whoever we send isn't gonna do it justice.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you know who is gonna do it justice?
You know,
Jake De Leon.
that was a terrible segue.
Yeah, dude.
That was a terrible segue. Leave the segues. The reason why you segue terribly to Jake De Leon is because I have a funny story that happened today. Earlier today at work, at my day job, somebody called the office looking for me. I was out of the office at the moment. I was just having merienda outside.
Yeah.
And
like any good Filipino.
Yeah. As any good hungry Filipino would do. And somebody called the office looking for me, specifically me, and specifically for official business.
Okay.
And...
What is this official business?
I don't know what the official business is. It's for Scout magazine. That's what they said. But you know, that's all I knew about it. And then since I wasn't in, the receptionist redirected the call to one of my coworkers.
Is your coworker incompetent?
No. What?
I'm just checking for the sake of our listeners.
Please stop cross-examining me. Anyway, my coworker took the call and. He asked who the caller was and what he wanted. The caller just said for me to call him back. And the caller's name is Jake De Leon.
Was he the Jake De Leon?
I asked our good friend Jake De Leon.
The son of a Hacendero.
I asked him if he called my office.
Yeah.
And he said no.
So, sino yun?
I don't know. He didn't call back.
But it wasn't Jaco De Leon.
Because I asked the same question.
Yeah, I asked the same question. Pero parang hindi. Parang you would know if it was Jaco. Kasi iba naman yung medyo iba naman yung tunog ng Jaco tsaka Jake. That's quite different.
But that's the closest thing.
No,
I could think of.
You it's totally different from Jake. So we would have known, but dude hasn't called me back, and I don't know him. So I. He said to call him back, but I don't know him or his number. So, I don't know what the deal is, Mr. Not Senorita Jake De Leon. But if you're listening, I hope, if you didn't call me by tomorrow, and we're recording on Thursday night, please call me next week. Because it sounds important. It sounds really, really important.
I wonder what he wants, though.
I don't know. I hope it's a sponsorship or whatever.
Probably. How about we talk about...
Hopefully it's for a wrestling thing.
I don't know, man.
Because if it is, and it's a Jake De Leon.
Our good friend, Senorita Jake De Leon, did say that it was a common name.
Yeah, it is.
It is a pretty common name.
Jake is a fairly common name.
So that just proves that the Senorita Jake De Leon is hashtag man of the people.
A common man.
No, man of the people. Man, okay, so yeah, that's all. So, Mr. Jake De Leon,
that is not the senorito.
Yeah, if you're listening to me by any chance, please call me up.
All right. How about we talk about the PWR guys really quickly? Because four of them had quite the busy week. Not only about the fitness party, not only with the.
How was that, papi?
The fitness party was actually good. It was actually a lot of fun. I facilitated some of the exercises. Brian Leo did a good job being a motivator, being a part fitness coach.
That's his thing. In training,
he actually broke a bit of kayfabe. He was actually nice to the sons and daughters of pokpoks and jeepney drivers he encountered.
Well, that's good.
So good on him.
At the fitness first gym.
The fitness first gym. That's right. Yeah, and Chris Panzer himself.
Because Brian Leo likes to work out, so he's in his environment. So that's why maybe he was nice.
Maybe.
Yeah, Chris Panzer, Ken Warren, Peter Versosa, all three of them also were very good sports throughout the day. So you know we were able to get the job done, and the boys had a great workout session throughout Saturday. The next day at ToyCon was also a lot of fun. I'm sure you've seen the video by now.
I heard Bombay Suarez got got suplexed onto the concrete.
Yes, he did get his ass handed to him.
Konkreto ba yung floor sa Mega Trade Hall?
May tapal na tile. But more or less, it was concrete. Yeah, he took a suplex from John Sebastian.
It wasn't on a stage?
No, it wasn't on the stage. It was on the floor.
Bombay is one crazy motherfucker.
And here's the thing about... I'm going to break a bit of kayfabe here. Somebody actually went up to me and said, can you please tell your boys to not fight near the Hulk's Hulkbuster? Because there's this huge Hulkbuster that the SM Super Mall is actually imported from Singapore. And I know this because they imported it for the Avengers event I worked last April. And now it's touring the SM Super Malls for different
Nandito
events.
Pa.
Nandito pa siya.
Okay.
So it was used for ToyCon. And John Sebastian in Bombay used it as one of their props for their fight.
Good job, guys.
So the people who were handling the Hulkbuster went up to me and went, sir, kayo po yung boss nila, di ba? And then we're like, nice. Pwede po bang sabihin sa kanila na wag po sila mag-away sa tabi ng Hulkbuster?
And I was like, yung boses, parang dinab.
Oh, parang
parang dinab na ano.
Koreano lips.
At this point, I was scared shitless. Like, holy shit, I better tell them to stop it at the same time, not break kayfabe, right? So I'm like, kuya, pasensya na. That's all I could say. That's all I could say. But
you should have threatened them with, you know, with a firing.
A threat with a firing. Oh, no. I could
or
have done that.
Or a fine.
Or a fine, yeah.
No, they make them pay for the Hulkbuster if they ever break it.
Right. If I break it, I'll pay for it. I could have done that, but, you know.
You would be paying for it.
No, they would pay for it. No, you fine them for the amount.
The subsequent
amount.
But, it's come and gone. It was a great event. You've probably seen the video on YouTube or on Smart Henry. If you haven't, do check it out. It's also on the PWR Facebook page. Just check out the whole segment. It was a whole lot of fun.
But we're missing the main event.
Or at least for some of the PWR guys. Because some of them did get up close and personal.
With the one.
The only.
The legendary.
Maria Ozawa.
The retired.
Yeah, the retired.
The retired
Maria Ozawa.
Legend, yeah.
Yeah. So
she has a Legends contract somewhere.
I'm just surprised that...
To shoot movies in the Philippines.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just surprised that these boys got to hug her and get that close. You know what I mean? Like, there were couches and cameras involved, and they got so
what a
close.
What an absolute pro.
What did they do to get into that event?
I believe they pulled some strings.
Yeah.
Alam naman sila, may clout ng konti.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, especially, you know, that royal flush.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, you know what I noticed?
What?
Aside from Mayhem, who was there, right?
Yeah.
Most of the boys who went to see Maria were heels.
Right. Oh, nga.
So what does this mean, faces of the PWR?
Oh, nga. Why didn't you go out and see Maria Ozawa? What's up?
Do you not know? Have you not heard?
Baka naman na sila, good boys sila talaga.
In real life. Oh, oh.
No, I'd like to believe that, but I know Bombay Suarez ain't no good boy.
You know what? I just have one thing
family
to say.
Man
say.
Family,
I just have one thing to say about everybody bragging about their pictures with Maria Ozawa. I was there first.
And you did, and you got it.
You were.
For free.
Yeah, I got it for free. I didn't have to go anywhere. I was here.
You didn't have to pay jack shit.
At the office. I just waited for an hour, and I got to, you know, have my elevator quickie with her, and that was it. So now I'm over it.
Oh, wait, one more thing.
What?
Your photo is not in any way creepy.
That's right. It's not, because I didn't have my hand on her. I just did a too sweet sign.
However,
I just did a peace sign.
However, Ken Warren, though.
Oh, yeah.
Ken Warren, though, actually having her shill his merch.
Hashtag lahas.
That was smart.
That was very smart.
That was very smart. And now everyone who owns that shirt, you need to have that autographed by Maria Ozawa. She's here for a while. She's shooting a movie.
Yeah, she is. I heard she's charging $30,000 per radio guesting, by the way.
Whoa.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, locally?
Locally.
Okay.
That's a shit lot of money.
Yes.
I think that's, I know, like...
That's B&O money.
Is it more than, you know, she gets paid for every scene?
Oh, I wouldn't know the specifics of that.
I don't know
research
her going rate. I don't think we can... Can we research a porn star's rates?
Yeah,
you can do that, but, like, I'd probably do that in a bit, you know, because we are recording right now. We need, like, a stat guy, Greg.
Just say for work research, too.
Yeah, because this is for work.
And you're looking at... Numbers and figures. That kind of figure, not her figure.
And so we're looking at business shit and what's best for business.
Speaking of best for business.
Yeah, you got to go read Mark DeHoya's, MDJ's, friend of the podcast.
Good friend of PWR.
Weekly. Not, I don't know if it's weekly now, but...
Semi-weekly.
Column on the business of the WWE and wrestling in general. It's a really, really good column for those who are into how the business is run. It's a really good.
It's smart.
May natututunan ako every time I read it.
Okay, that's enough Smart Henry Schilling.
No, seriously.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like the smartest column on the show, and on the site.
You legitimately learn a lot. So, yeah, yes, of course you better check it out. It's going to be a busy podcast this week because we have a lot of shit to talk about. We got to review the week in wrestling as usual. And, of course, we've got an interview with Hub Pacheco.
The reason why, friend of the podcast, Hub Pacheco, is right here. We're interviewing him today.
Right. So, Hub Pacheco is actually a listener of the podcast. So, he has quite the idea of what goes on inside. But at the same time, you never know. You never know until you're actually there. So we're going to just jump right into it. And we're going to talk to Hub Pacheco in a while. This is episode 66 of the SGP podcast.
Stay tuned.
Episode 66 of the SGP podcast rolls on. And we've got friend of the podcast and friend of PWR. Uh-huh. Most importantly, the official photographer of Philippine Wrestling Revolution, Hub Pacheco. He is inside the booth. Welcome to the SGP podcast. And this is the formal welcome.
Hey, yo, what's up, guys?
Wait, I got to ask, is it official that you're officially PWR's official photographer?
Why not, right?
Okay. Kasi, you know, baka na-co-op nila kasi, you know, you work with us all the time.
Right.
So, it might have been like a de facto thing. Yeah, because like, you're always at ringside for all the shows. You're the go-to guy for all of the photo shoots, for the posters, for the promo material, for everything.
Yeah.
So, my first question is, how?
How? Oh. It's kind of funny, simple, but it's a bit funny. So when was the Joshi Jam event?
January
2014.
2014. Okay, so I attended that event through, I don't know how, but I did, and I shot shot the event.
Yeah. And yun, hindi ka, like, you weren't commissioned to shoot it.
I was one of the official guys there, and I don't know who got me. I forgot who. I may have been like associated with PWR.
Yeah, before,
way before.
Yeah.
So they got, the dude got me. Forgot who the dude was. So
it was that long ago.
Yeah. So, and I have a bad memory. So if I can't remember, like, if I saw you once, maybe I won't remember you. I'm sorry.
Okay. You're not important.
No, I mean,
Hub is forgiven.
No. Okay. So, went to that event, shot that event, and then I saw like a group of guys like calling themselves PWR. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh wow, what's that? It's like, and then parang I saw the page, like the earlier version of the page. And then saw it. Oh wow, there's like a legit wrestling league
federation
here. It's like, wow, okay, that's cool. I hope they do something. So months rolled by, and I saw the page, like, oh, we have a like a practice show or something. Right. I didn't go to that because I had a busy weekend that night.
Right.
So I went to the first show. And when I saw the posters and the promo materials for the first show, it's like, man, that doesn't look good. I'm sorry. I mean, whoever did that, I'm sorry.
The artwork isn't.
Yeah.
The PW art team.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
PW art.
To whoever.
No, not PW art. Iba yung PW art.
Ay, iba pa yung PW
art. Yeah, iba pa yun.
Okay. Ayun. So whoever did that poster is like, man, that's not really
It was cool. A good layouting, I have to say.
Yeah. So I went to the show. I only brought my phone with me. Yeah. So I shot like I don't know, like a video of Bombay power bombing. Oh, no, sorry. It was Mayhem power bombing Bombay.
Okay.
This was the practice show.
No, the first ever show.
Renaissance.
Yes. Like the first ever one.
Power bomb?
I don't think they faced each other. Because I remember Mayhem faced Robin Sane at that show.
Oh, right. But somehow Bombay got involved and got power bombed through a steel chair on top of like two
ito yung kalaban si Apocalypse. It was I believe it was like a last man standing or a hardcore match.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So
it was that long ago that we can't remember the stipulation.
TBT. Yeah. Something like that. So and then the next event rolls by, or I'm not sure which the next event after that.
That was Terminus.
Terminus, and then Martin Vicentio of When in Manila got me to cover that event.
Right.
And I said, but even if he didn't like ask me to cover, I would have watched.
Okay.
Anyway. So I would have watched anyway because you know, this is cool, right?
A
local fed. What the fuck, diba? I mean, all this time. Sorry, can we fuck? Like?
Yes, you can curse. You can curse. Don't worry.
Cool. We've got the explicit tag for a reason.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Should probably do an FAQ for guests.
Yeah.
Yes, you may cuss.
Yung pre-show FAQ.
Yeah.
Here is the. Okay, so go
home. Yeah, and so, So as I was shooting the event, after the event, I went up to like someone, like I don't know who, like one of the guys who was like one of the like. Oh yeah, so I went up to this to one of the security dudes. I said, "Yeah, who's in charge here?" And he said, "Oh, he pointed me to Sir Vic." I was like,
"Oh, okay. Sir Vic, friend of the podcast."
Right. Okay. So there. So I went to him and said,
"Sir Vic, talaga?"
Yeah. Oh, sabi ko. So parang apat I wanna like volunteer. Say, can I shoot you guys? Like I don't know, poster, whatever. I mean, I shot your event, but you know, I want to shoot like poster and like, and that's it. That's plain and simple.
Right. Because we met you at Terminus, right? That was
yeah,
the
yeah.
event where you first met
everyone
basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And shot the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I met Hub at Renaissance.
I'm pretty sure I met Hub way before.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Yeah, what are you doing there? But
I'm sure I've met
Hub before Hub became the official photographer for everyone. Anyway, well, he made everyone look good, as you can see. If you follow any of the Peter Beer Guys fan pages, they have new profile photos, and they are so excited when they first shot to show the people, show the world, and it's all thanks to Hub.
Well, thanks.
Actually, for all of you who go out and hunt for the real people behind the PWR guys, you'll know who they are because yung mga profile photo nila, yun din yung mga pictures ni Hub. Right?
Yeah.
And well, they wonder why people break kayfabe and
no,
find
but
them.
Hey, you know what? The Hub's photos are something to be proud of because he really makes y'all look good.
Yeah, no kidding.
He makes everyone look good. I mean, like, one of my favorite things after a show is waiting for Hub to post.
Yeah, me too.
That's
same
the
here.
That's
wow,
the
thanks.
Thing.
Thanks,
no, because
guys.
Honest to goodness truth is that you have a lot of events photographers out there who
right.
are good. Takes them 4 weeks, a month,
right,
even longer, to come out with barely photoshopped shots.
Ah.
And then you have guys like Hub Pacheco. And yes, this is a testament to how good you are.
Oh, okay.
That come out next day, barely edited, but they don't have to be edited because they're well shot shots of the action, of key moments, of intensity being shown and showcasing the best of a show.
Yeah.
And that's something that you can be proud of, sir.
On that
thank
note,
you. Thank
I
you.
Want to ask Hub, it's kind of hard to shoot these types of events, but have you had experience shooting sports?
Yes, actually.
Ganyan ka intense, as intense as wrestling. Because, for example, in basketball, you know what shots to wait for,
right.
to look for. Because as soon as someone drives to the rim,
right.
you know, okay.
It's a layup,
yeah,
it's a dunk.
Yeah, you know when to start, you know, readying the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when he gets up there, you need a money shot. So, parang, did it take you long to figure out how to shoot wrestling?
Kasi back in college, I used to cover the UAP.
Right.
Like for Ateneo. Well, not officially for Ateneo, like one of the other publications.
Ateneo.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
so, which sport?
A lot, actually. Mostly basketball. But the thing is, when I was in college shooting, I purposely did not want to shoot men's basketball because everyone's there.
Okay.
All the photographers
yeah.
were there. I don't want a crowd in
right,
front of like
right, right.
other dudes
right.
and dudettes who want
you
to shoot.
I know.
So I shoot like women's basketball. I shoot women's volleyball, men's volleyball.
Women's volleyball before it was a thing.
Yes. So barely anyone was there. So I had free reign of the arena, so I could go around. A couple of times I even set up lights during a game.
Wow.
I like those studio
nobody
lights.
Does that. Nobody does that in the basketball
because you
game.
Can't do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And it's well lit naman when you're like in the arena or at the big
no,
dome.
But no, that's not just a thing, but it's setting up flash and
it's,
stuff
yeah.
like that.
It's inappropriate technically.
Right, right. Mm. But I did. I got away with it because it was in a college gym.
So okay.
No one, Blue Eagle Gym. Yeah, Blue Eagle Gym. No one was watching like
story.
The only people who were watching the women's basketball games were like their parents, their friends. So it's like, okay, so one Sunday game, like I brought two lights, set them up like way.
Floodlights?
No, like no. photography lights, like
oh,
those
okay.
big studio lights.
Oh, okay.
Floodlights? Really?
People do that.
Well,
people do that.
Okay.
Be surprised.
True. Yeah, and so I did that and I experimented, like, okay, if I put two lights there, how would it look like? It looked great, like super dramatic, like it had like a weird
parang studio.
Yeah, oh, parang studio. So parang, oh, okay, that works.
That is really funny to see for a sports coverage.
Oh, right. But were you pro at this time or were you still doing shoots pro bono?
It was in college, right?
Yeah, I was still in college.
Pero pro ka na nun.
getting there.
Semi-pro?
Semi-pro.
You can't be like a full pro when you're in college.
Yeah.
Like even the guys who are
unless you're really
charging
really...
pro rates in college, they're not really pro.
Parang, assuming you're really, really, really good in college, which you may not be.
Yeah.
You may be really good for college level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you make your bones in the real world.
Right.
No,
right.
But... Take us through that process now. You know, you're trying to make an, trying to stack up your portfolio, and then you
I
want to
ask first, what got you into photography?
Oh, when I was a kid, I really wanted to be a comic book artist.
Yun, as we all did.
Yeah, so I really wanted to be a penciler for the Amazing Spider-Man book.
Right.
Uh-huh. So like, I would like draw and like practice. Like,
I like this guy.
So parang. Like, I would draw, like, Spider-Man, Peter Parker, Mary Jane, whoever else. Mm. And when I got to high school, my best friend also wanted to draw. Long story short, he was fucking better than me.
Okay.
So I said, fuck this. And then I saw this, photography contest sponsored by the whatever org. I joined that. I bought a camera.
Yeah.
Like, yung mga 900 peso camera na yung film pa. Film pa to.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Testament to how old I am. I don't know.
You're not that old.
Relatively.
Do you want to reveal your age?
Nah.
Okay. Just ask him. Just
ask him. Yeah, probably could have. Well, the thing is, he went film when he
disposable
probably
could, film.
No.
Probably could have gone digital.
No, it was like 2000. Year 2000.
Okay, right. Then that's fine.
Hmm. Still in high school. So anyway, so.
So math.
Fine. I'm 28.
I'm 28. Okay.
Not that old.
Yeah, it's not that old.
That's not that old.
Anyway, so bought a camera. Shot like it was like I don't know, shot something for the school for one of the orgs, and I won. Mm-hmm. I was freshman and I beat like everyone else.
Did you know how to compose photos?
No, I didn't even like. No? I just felt like shooting what I wanted to shoot.
Whoa!
So it was a big boost of me. Like wow, I was a freshman and I beat like seniors and whoever in that contest. I'm like wow, okay.
So wala man lang wala man lang technique pa.
Wala. I was like reading up palang. So I'm trying it out, and then when I won, it's like, wow, okay, maybe this is something. So okay, screw drawing, screw art.
Uh-huh.
I'm not that good. My best friend can like okay, sayo na yan. I'm like, then I focus ko, and that's how it played out. Like through college, and like gradually moved up to like bigger cameras, more equipment, digital finally.
What was your first shoot? Like the very first thing that you actually covered as a photographer.
Credentialed photographer.
No. Legit. Like, kinding photographer, yung tipong, whether you're in school, na, you know, you were just commissioned to do something. What event was it? Do you remember?
High school or college?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whichever you'd consider your first.
I think what he's trying to ask is what do you consider your
first gig?
Not first gig, first real thing or first real result you were proud of as a photographer.
Yeah.
Oh, not really like a paying gig, no.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
The one to go to the one piece or the one photo or the one gig that
ring.
Sorry.
But that basically started it for you, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That one contest thing that basically started
solidified everything. Like, oh shit. I've arrived for me.
I think it would be, I think in high school, because I joined, after that contest, I joined the school paper and like covered events.
Yeah.
So, and then seeing my photo in the front page of a school paper, it's like, wow, okay, maybe I could do something with this. And then same thing, I go to college and then joined like publications and seeing my name again. It's like, wow, okay. But in college, I went a different route. I went to the socio-political publications.
Ooh.
Like in Matanglao. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
you went to Ateneo?
Yes, like you.
Okay. Yes.
He's wearing blue. Didn't you get it?
Not on purpose.
Yeah. I'm messing with Camus.
I'm just going to keep quiet.
Yeah,
you right. So,
yes, you should.
Yeah, and so... So I saw the world through that. Like, I saw the rally, saw the... So it was like I was purely and I took up journalism so in Ateneo, so that's my track. So
your comm journalist track.
Yes.
Okay.
So all the while like I was like super straight on journalism. I mean news writing, like hardcore. I can like literally like write whatever, investigate whatever.
This is my guy.
But when I graduated, I honestly said to myself, okay, I like journalism, but I don't think I can do it every day.
Why? Good money?
No, not just the money. It's nakapagod.
Yeah, that's true. You
on a deadline
everywhere.
Every day.
Yeah.
I can do it once a week or once a month, like if people will have parang ask me to do something, I could, but it's not for me. So I'm like the one purely Jorn
photographer.
Photographer, like writer, and I didn't even take up. All my friends are in like Rappler, ABS, GMA, they're like newscasters, whoever.
Yeah.
Reporters. Ako lang hindi. Because I went to the advertising route.
Okay. Ayan. That's
and that's something
in.
You still do.
Yeah. That's something I pursued na.
Creative sa advertising.
Like, so would you like to discuss your advertising background credentials?
Actually, I don't.
Okay.
Because so I took up Jorn. But the thing is, after college, I worked as a photographer's assistant for Mark Nicdao, the fashion photographer.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
the famous fashion photographer.
That dude. So I was his assistant for like about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left. And just went on my own. Like
freelance.
Yeah, freelance.
Freelance.
So like I learned mostly, mostly all of my lighting and whatever from him. Yeah, from techniques from him.
So this is basically yung road na, diba, that you eventually took on the way to becoming a pro.
Right.
Let's talk about how this was met by your family. Because I know you're Chinese.
Yes.
And, you know, normally, but we know this.
Wait. Sorry. I just want to say it's really interesting to me that Hub is a photojournalist by training.
Right.
Because most feature photographers I worked with, and I work in publishing, I don't think they have that photojournalist training. But I may be wrong. You might know them better than I do. But it's funny though because this guy can shoot, you know,
anything.
Yeah, can shoot anything, and I didn't know he was a photojournalist, and that makes me respect him even more.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, let's go back to the question I was going to ask.
Right.
It's interesting to me that you're Chinoy, pero somehow you've been able to carve out a role for yourself as a photojournalist, and it's quite the unusual track for people like us.
Right.
So was this something that was met with resistance by your parents or in the family?
Yeah, of course. Up until now, I mean, apparently they would ask like, "Oh, where are you going?" Then the usual, na parang, "Where are you going? Parang, what are you? What's your job?
Oh yeah,
right.
And what's your project like?"
Yeah. So how do you deal with that? Like, what are the usual questions, and how do you usually make a comeback, or how do you justify this?
I justify it by not asking for any money from them.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I borrowed money like to buy equipment, but I paid it off.
Yeah.
So, but not in like in an instant. Like, it took me like a year or so to like buy equipment. Borrow money, buy equipment, pay them off like little by little. Ayun, but even so, they would even up until now, they would still like ask me, "Oh, para okay ka ba dyan?" Diba? But I was like, yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, so now that you know we've settled a lot of your background, let's talk about your present right now. I know that you personally have, you're the go-to guy for a lot of people for shoots, for features, not just PWR. Would you like to go into that?
Yeah, sure.
Like, so who are your favorite clientele that are regulars?
Or who do you prefer working for? Or what do you prefer shooting?
I actually prefer to shoot portraits. Because that's where the journalism background comes in. Because I can shoot fashion, advertising, because that's where like the good money is.
The money.
Yeah. And I don't have any problem with that. I'm a gun for hire. So para hire me.
He's an F for H kind of guy.
Photographer for hire.
F with an F.
Yeah, with an F.
The Spanish spelling.
There. So I have no problem with that. Give me anything. I can shoot the shit out of it. But what really drives me to shoot is portraits. Like, kaya nga naaliw din ako to shoot the PWR guys. Kasi diba parang every
those
character.
Yeah. Yeah, the character has a story to tell.
Oh, yeah. So every character is like, wow, this dude is like so sobrang benta niya.
So, like, among the you've had shoots with the roster at least twice now. So, who among the roster for you is easiest to direct, and who among the roster is a bit hard to direct, just because parang you have a hard time feeling them out?
Easiest to direct would be Ken Warren.
Yeah.
So why is that so?
Because he's
Ken Warren.
He's Ken Warren. Okay, but
he's Ken fucking Warren.
He is,
man.
Ken fucking Warren. But you know, he has his character like down pat na talaga, as in like
naman.
Nung first shoot namin, parang medyo alangan pa siya, like, can I do this? Yeah. I do this. Like, okay. But the second time, it's like, I didn't even have to say anything. It's like, boom, boom, boom. It's like, oh, wow, okay.
I watched you shoot Ken Warren, and he was one of the faster ones.
Yeah, yeah. But before, the previous one, the first shoot, parang he was like, is this okay? It's like, ganyan.
He, so nag-aalangan pa siya.
Parang he was still asking me, like, okay, bato, ganyan. And I said, yeah, okay, yan. Parang do that. But the second time, it was like, wow. It's like, may, parang may, in industry terms, may baon na siyang poses.
He knows his angles.
Right. Oo, may baon na siya.
Now, on the flip side, who's a bit difficult to shoot?
Siguro...
And you can be constructive about this. Hmm. So, you know, it's not like anyone will take it against you.
No one's
yeah, it's a photo
your
shoot
job
class
is secure. Just to be sure.
And I guess for the boys, it's an exercise for us to learn naman na parang, oh, okay, so we have to work in photo shoots better.
Right.
So Stan C was difficult.
I'd totally be okay with that because I was pretty uncomfortable in front of the camera.
No, the only problem I had shooting you was yung glasses mo.
Right.
Kasi kung wala yun, it's you know, sobrang bilis lang. Pero since it was reflecting the light, mm-hmm. Parang ayun, mag-reflect yung glass, so matatakpan yung mata mo, so it will like look weird. So I had to avoid that. That was the only problem. The other things, it was fine.
But story-wise, like among the boys I actually wrestled, was there anyone you know, it was a bit of a struggle just because either you didn't really have a grasp of what the character was, right, or you had a hard time just getting them to get in character? You know what I mean?
I guess it would be... you brought them up na kanina yung F4H.
Okay.
Kasi parang they're medyo generic fighter dudes lang sila.
Right.
Parang there's nothing more to that. And
but he's Rusev.
apart from whoever they may or may not look like.
Yeah.
That was it. So parang ganun lang sila, and they were like ball their fists and like look tough and that's it. So parang
I mean, there's not much to work with.
Yeah, there's not. That's
but
it.
But that's just in a photo shoot. There's not much to work with in a photo
shoot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. We're not talking about the character themselves. Yeah. It's just from a photo standpoint.
Right. So, parang after those traditional poses, like, okay, what else can you do? Nothing. I don't. Parang Joey Bax even brought out like, what did he bring out?
Bandana.
No. It's like bat or something. I don't know why he had a bat. Okay. Or like I don't know, a stick. I don't know.
Crowbar.
It's like. Did he even use that before?
Maybe gagamitin niya moving forward.
Yeah, no, baka.
Right. Okay, that would make more sense.
Okay. How about yung outside of PWR, aside from portraits, are there particular people who you actually like working for or working with or shooting?
Well, one of my long-standing clients would be the Polecats.
Which... I helped produce time to time.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Actually, that's how I met Hub first time. Polecats, and I know you guys aren't listening because none of you have come to the shows, even though you said you would.
No, I've seen the Polecats work, like, even before I graduated.
They work.
They work.
No, those girls and the boys, and yes, they are. Some of them are straight.
Okay. And they're fucking strong,
they're
man.
Fucking strong. I mean, I know.
Why does it have to mean they're gay? I want to do pole dancing because of the core.
There's one guy who really is gay.
Also?
Oh, tapos.
I'm just saying, because some people assume that automatically, if you're a dude doing pole dancing, you're gay.
Hey, yo, fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit! Yeah,
especially if you're a dude teaching.
Fitness.
Yeah.
Pole fitness is a real thing. Legit. It's hard.
I want to do that.
Core
I've always
work
wanted
is hard
to do that.
Yeah, so anyway, back to the point. Hub and I actually have a shared employment history with the Polecats. And that's how we met, and I love working for them, and I know you do too.
Right.
And I mean, for the past, I think, 3 years now?
Yeah.
3 years, going on four, you've been the official photographer for actually all of their print material.
Yeah, almost all, not all.
So how'd that start? Like, how'd you get affiliated with the Polecats?
Mara Andres.
Yes, you said it.
Says
there
everything.
You go.
Because she's the same reason I had that job.
Okay. Right. Because Mara works for prod, and you know, we're batchmates in Ateneo. So parang one time she says, hey, parang can you shoot us?
Yeah.
And that was back when they were like only like 8 or 12 lang ata.
12.
Yeah, 12 lang ata sila. Now they're like more.
100.
No, parang the teachers...
Counting students.
Ah, right.
Counting students, umabot na siya ng 120 something.
Yeah, uh-oh. And actually, they have a show next month, I think.
July 25.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Meralco Theater.
All right.
I know, AFB Theater. My bad.
Okay.
Let's talk about clients na you have a hard time shooting. Kasi kanina, diba, we talked about the PWR guys na medyo hirap kang i-shoot. Like,
right.
Have there been instances where it was just really a struggle to get through that shoot?
Did you have a client from hell?
Yeah. It's pretty normal naman. But the thing is...
Do you want the name drop?
No, without...
Jesus Christ.
Dude, without name dropping...
Just asking.
We're not trying to burn bridges.
Yeah.
Name dropping, can you take us through an experience where it just became such a hard experience to, you know, work through that shoot?
Or rather, what is a shoot
from that... Hell.
Yeah, pretty much. What qualifies as a shoot from hell? I have my ideas, but of course, right. You're the photographer. So...
Every shoot is different, so not. There's no formula to. There is a formula to it, but every shoot has its own story. Mm. So, parang you kind of have an idea what's gonna happen, but until it happens, parang you can't do anything about it. Like, siguro I've been shooting so I can't remember all the bad shit that happened. But the one thing I do remember now,
yeah,
one of the bad things I do remember now, it was like this year lang. It was like a campaign shoot for something.
Okay.
Blank. Dot.
Yeah, for something. And then everything was going so... It started off well. But parang we couldn't secure a permit on time. But not because on our end we didn't do our jobs. Pero sobrang fickle kasi nung kinausap naming lock.
Okay.
Lock the location. So parang they had like, we need like three working days to do that.
That is the worst.
Yeah. So parang when the day came,
yeah,
they said no, we still don't have a permit. So sabi ko, para time to shoot. I was asking my producer, sabi ko, para time to shoot. Basta tayo pa rin natin. Okay. So parang we kind of parang we worked guerrilla.
Mm.
But we shouldn't be working guerrilla. Guerrilla means parang shoot.
Yeah.
I managed to pull off one.
Yeah, that diba? I can imagine that. So parang you can shoot you shoot without a permit, bahala na if the guards or whoever accosts you or something.
So nahuli ba kayo?
We didn't. Pero parang it was like such a struggle kasi parang
the worst thing to shoot guerrilla.
Our agreement with the client was we're going to shoot around the whole place freely.
Right.
But one part of our shoot parang was we didn't need a permit. So parang we tried to like fit everything into that lock na we didn't have a permit. So parang paglabas namin parang we just need to shoot two more and we're fine. So parang dinaya namin.
Yeah.
So pero in the end parang kaya it was parang sobrang hellish niya kasi parang the client parang was parang medyo sumisigaw na sa akin. Parang, parang what's happening na? I thought we were gonna shoot somewhere. Why are we still here?
Yeah. Ano,
and parang my producer was away. And that anger was directed towards me. I was like, my God. I shouldn't be worried about this because I'm supposed to just be shooting. Well,
where was your producer? The producer is the one supposed to talk to the client.
Yeah, but he was like, we were shorthanded. So parang he was like doing something else. Parang fixing some other stuff. So parang that for me was like the worst. The worst shoot that happened. But we still managed to pull it off. And actually, the material's out right now.
Oh, wow.
Actually, that's the worst thing, though, when you can't shoot somewhere you want to shoot.
Yeah.
Di ba ng di cooperative yung model or whatever. Kasi basta kung wala kang magandang location, and kung yung location na gusto mo ayaw magpa-shoot, that's the worst.
And parang okay na sana ako. I don't have a problem with that. Parang I don't have a problem... I just don't want to work with like the popo over my head.
I feel you.
Yeah, just leave me be, bro. I'm doing my job. I couldn't. So that was. But we managed to get through it. Parang and the funny thing is, kala namin parang okay, last project na namin yun with that. But we did. We still got the next job.
Yeah. So, wow.
So okay, that's how it is. Something.
I mean, the money comes in, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned that your day job is in advertising. Have you ever had your day job, or at least your day job employer, ask you to shoot for them? Has that ever happened?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
Hindi naman siya nagiging conflict of interest.
No. Kasi it's still work. Eh. Parang like I said, I'm a gun for hire. Parang
right.
If you need me, just say so, di ba?
And you know, it's a good thing naman. It's good that you have the skill, di ba? Kasi dagdag bala rin yun for you, right?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
A bit random, but have you ever shot nudes? And is that ever comfortable for a photographer?
Mm-hmm. Actually, yes, but it was back when I was still studying.
Mm.
So in college.
It's easier to get nudes that
in
way.
In college.
So how was that like? Does it ever happen that, like, your model is so attractive, you find yourself horny, but you have to hide, you know, you
Jesus,
have to hide
what the hell?
Oh, no, no.
Fuck, man.
I want to.
Actually, yeah, that's a pretty good question.
Thank you. So, yeah, take me through is that experience.
It is.
Okay, fine.
It is, actually.
It's
a
bagay, yeah.
It's valid.
You have to be professional.
Right. So, one time, back in college, I signed up for like a nude photography class. So she provided a model. One model lang.
Female model.
Female, obviously.
Yeah.
Kilala ba?
Kilala ba siya?
No, he was. She was
kilala
like,
ba namin?
No. She was like some. I think FHM model siya, pero parang yung mga no names lang. Just there.
Nasa likod ng magazine.
Oh, basta.
Hindi
like,
yung centerfold.
Oh, basta one of, like, a featurette on that
right.
girl. So, I was back in college, and I was still shooting film then. I couldn't afford a digital camera. So, parang I was like, oh, fuck. I had, like, 36 shots. And everyone else had, like, unlimited. Yeah. Oh, shit, man. So, got to the photographer who organized the class para guys, this is what you do ganyan, bahala na kayo mag, parang he provided the lights and para okay bahala na kayo mag-direct and whatever to the
model.
The reason I'm going to answer your question, Stan. When the model disrobes unfurls her
secrets
and unfurls and her all her glory and whatever.
Yeah,
I would think that you would get excited.
Okay.
In that special place, but I didn't. Kasi parang
it's work.
It's work. No, for one, it's work. You're there to learn. Pangalawa, there are other dudes there.
Yeah.
So parang I didn't. Parang
it wasn't the moment.
It wasn't. It wasn't talaga. It's like okay, I'm not gonna. So parang
I gotta pitch a tent here.
Asang hassle pa, because it was a class, there were like 8 other people wanting to shoot the same girl from the different angles.
Yeah.
So while they were like surrounding her, like alam mo parang okay, here, ganyan. I was ako medyo nasiligod ako parang planning my shots kasi pucha 36 shots lang ako.
Right.
So there, that was my experience. So parang yun. So parang I couldn't like parang be excited about that.
So you're too busy basically just planning your shots that you didn't even have the time to process.
Right.
Oh shit, there's a nude girl right in front of me.
Right. And also, funny thing is, nung nag-disclaimer yung girl sa amin, sabi niya, di ako masyadong gagalaw kasi meron ako today. So ako naman,
shit.
So parang okay, so much for the fun.
That's a pro though.
Oh yeah, you have to give her that.
Yeah.
So parang di parang us guy whoever was there couldn't do much parang except for the stand here ganyan upo ganyan.
Buti walang tulon.
Oh my, wala actually wala. Buti nga.
I thought I was crass.
But you might as well, right?
Yun. So
we brought it up anyway.
Oh. But then after that, parang I tried like nudes din. Na parang ako lang mag-isa.
Doing.
No, he shot. No,
Jesus
not
Christ.
Me. Jeez. He's the photographer.
Just making sure. Para claro.
Yeah, I tried. Parang, pero I don't post them. Parang it's like personal, ano lang. Parang personal project lang ganyan.
Okay.
So I tried it. Parang ako lang and the model. Wala di rin eh.
Uh-huh.
I didn't feel excited because I was there to like fuck. How do I make this?
Yeah, you're busy trying to make the shoot or you know to make your photos
put
work.
Somebody over.
Oh.
But what kind of story do you tell with a nude? Because like with the wrestlers,
it depends. No, it depends.
But with the wrestlers, you know what stories they want to tell.
Why are you so interested about
nudes? No, it's part of the job, diba?
Uh-huh.
So your job as a photographer is to tell a story. So when you have a nude, what kind of story are you trying to convey?
It's more about the shape of the body.
Okay.
Like the body scapes. So parang. If I light someone, like, I mean, the curves of the butt, the ass, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, how do you light it in such a way that it's not crass, it's not blatant.
But it's artsy. Not,
yeah, could be, but you wouldn't feel that way.
Uh-oh.
So, yun, that was the challenge. That is the challenge until now.
Okay. Can we talk about wrestling now?
you got any more questions about nudes?
No. This is me really just trying to get into the career. But we want to try to get to know our guests in terms of what they do even outside of wrestling. This is just
you
me trying to flesh
that out.
You
seem way too interested about nudes.
And that was just who
wouldn't
be?
Yeah, who wouldn't be? And this is the reason why guys like Ken Warren were at Marie Ozawa's fucking party the other night.
Right. Not a fucking party.
Not a fucking party, but you know, her party. Anyway, let's talk about wrestling. You wouldn't be here if you didn't love the industry.
Talk about the thing that makes you want to, you know, spend Sundays with the PWR boys, shooting info for free, kind of.
Yeah.
But for free dinner.
So, what was the first match you've ever seen that really got you hooked?
When I was a kid, it would be the one match that stood out in front of me, stand out talaga. Iron Man match, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels.
Yun. Who else have we had that said that?
I'm pretty sure it's one of the filmmakers.
Someone has someone.
If it's not Mico Livello, it's one of the filmmakers who we've had on.
Right. Yeah. So, parang, I watched that match. The same best friend who was better at art than me.
You can name him.
Yeah, si Teddy Pavon.
Okay.
Yeah, we also have
Teddy.
We also have a comics podcast, whatever.
Yun.
So, He was for Bret Hart. I was like for HBK.
Right.
So we would like fight over that. Fight in a peaceful way.
Yeah. In kanchawan between
friends. Yeah. But you know, parang when I was a kid talaga, HBK talaga ako. As in,
so he was your favorite wrestler?
He was. He is. Was.
To this day.
Yeah. To the retired now. But yeah, still is.
So
I want to ask though.
Yeah.
If HBK is your favorite retired wrestler, who's your favorite current wrestler? On any programming.
Right.
Who's it, like, just your number
now,
one
right now?
Shit. It used to be CM Punk, but he's gone now, so I can't answer it. I can't say who right now.
Okay, that's fine.
Or maybe I'll think of someone, but...
Yeah, it's fine.
Are there any favorite storylines or arcs that you really loved? Because, one of my favorite story arcs was the Eddie Guerrero story arc. That's what really hooked me. Eddie and Lesnar.
Oh, that.
And Eddie JBL. So those were my favorite arcs. Right. How about you? Were there any story arcs that really made you love wrestling?
I'll go back to Bret Hart and HBK. Mm-hmm. Parang the story that really stood out for me there was like, I don't know, boyhood dream, HBK, na parang, may parang video package pa na pang-retention ni Jose Lothario. Parang, oh my God, that's like so inspiring, man.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it's always inspiring pag kasama yung trainers.
So parang when he finally won the belt, he was like on the middle of the ring,
crying.
Kneeling down, crying, grasping the belt. It's like, oh man, that's awesome.
That was one of your it's real to me, damn it moments.
I want to ask, what was the story of you getting into wrestling in the first place?
I think it was just on.
It was just on.
Oh, and parang I don't know who. I think it was my dad who like showed, but he wasn't a casual fan lang. No. Parang, oy, okay to. So right. Parang ako naman, parang I would see mga early days, pa talaga yung mga Hogan, Warrior, Ultimate Warrior. Right. So parang okay, whatever. And then, but 95 talaga yung, was it 95, right?
Yeah, right around those years, 95, 96.
95, 96. Parang HBK, Bret Hart, parang was like, holy shit. Parang wow. Sin, wow.
How about from the current era? Meron bang stories that really stand out to you?
Like now?
Yeah. Or maybe in the last few years. Like if there was a CM Punk story, you could mention that.
Yeah, yun. Like his pipe bomb thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, alam mo yung mga moments... Sorry, I'm gonna get like a deep here.
Oh, sure.
Alam mo yung mga moments in life, yung mga big moments in life that you knew, you still remember where you were when that happened.
yeah. Exactly, yeah.
So, nung pipe bomb CM Punk, I was covering an event.
Okay.
Right. I was at Sofitel and then Twitter was blowing up like CM Punk, what the fuck was happening?
Right.
So parang pinanood ko, it's like a blurry footage of what he says. Holy shit, what the fuck is going on?
Uh-huh.
Yun, so that most recent memory in recent memory, yun talaga pinaka wow.
Okay, I have to ask, where were you when he dropped the podcast? Do you remember that?
Drop what podcast?
The Colt Cabana podcast.
Oh shit. Oh yeah, I remember that. I was in Japan.
Yeah.
See. So I was in Japan. Holy shit. As in, two-parter or first part, second
first
part.
Yeah, first
part. I was like, shit. So ginawa ko, before I went out to explore Tokyo on the day. Sobrang download podcast.
Download, okay. Soundtrack mo for the day.
Oh, so download done. Okay, I'm out the door. So habang ikot ako ng park, holy shit, what's happening?
Uh-huh. But I want to ask, have you been consistently a fan all your life? But ever since you got hooked from Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, have you been a fan all throughout, or have you been? Was there a point in time? No, you stopped watching
there's
for a while.
Lag.
Yeah. There were times that I stopped. So parang so since HBK Bret Hart, the Fed years, and then Attitude Era, and I remember not watching. I don't know why. Because I guess din yata pinapalabas that time sa cable.
Yeah.
So
parang reason.
So I missed the whole latter part of the Attitude Era, the invasion part.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I just came back. I came back on when my other high school friend, parang, uy, parang, okay, to.
Hey, look, wrestling school.
Oh, so parang he was like, and that was the time, parang post WrestleMania 19.
Mm, okay.
So parang Lesnar was out the door, I think.
No, he was still there.
Oh, he's still there. Sorry,
that was the rise of John Cena.
Yes. So parang I caught that. That was when I latched back on.
Okay.
The rise of John Cena.
So that how do you feel about John Cena though?
Now.
just not necessarily now, but over the course of his career. Just as, you know.
I liked him when he started out.
Uh-huh. As Thuganomics?
Yeah, as Thuganomics.
So you'd be in the Cena sucks camp?
I would be, if you asked me a couple of years ago, yeah, I would be in the Cena sucks camp, but now, not anymore. It's like, but he stood his ground. But he doesn't want to be a fucking heel, man.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Doesn't
well,
want
well,
to.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, he added a stunner to his arsenal.
That's stupid. That's stupid. Still looks stupid, is stupid. And yeah, I don't know what that brings to his moves of doom or something.
You've stated before, it's one of your dreams to cover a WWE event
right.
in the flesh. When did you, you know, start getting that life dream of yours?
Right around the time when I said that photography is my calling, it's like what I wanted to do.
You were a wrestling fan then.
Yeah, oh. Okay. So parang
scared. Parang not ka din.
Oh, so I would go back to the PWR. I'll segue back to them. Na parang when I talked to Sir Vic and said na and parang oh I want to shoot you guys. Ganyan. Parang doesn't matter. I'm gonna do it for free. And because I want to do this. Because I said to myself, and this is true, no bullshit. If there's going to be a local wrestling fed here,
yeah.
I better be fucking part of it.
Yun.
So will we see you at the next boot camp?
What?
Not that way.
Not that way. I just want to ask.
He's chosen his son and a man. He's chosen his vocation for PWR.
But you want to give it a shot?
One day. Because Mr. C here wants to give it.
Mr. C can approve
wants
it.
Wants to feel the pain. No, he wants to feel the pain himself.
Mr. C has signed up for one day. Do you want to sign up for one day?
For one day? Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Just to go through it now.
Will
so you
take a royal flush down?
Down. What do
you mean take him down?
Will you take a royal flush down from Brian Leo?
Oh, the
Stasca.
Yeah. Sure.
Hey! Brian Leo, I know you're listening. That's all we need to pay him.
No. Because this is a... Actually, I never told this to anyone.
All right.
Oh, so we're sharing secrets. Now.
Okay, we're sharing feelings.
Exclusive!
What the hell?
Cam's
no.
Stop being drunk.
That too. Especially him.
Yeah.
Syempre, as a fan growing up.
Yeah.
Parang, alam mo yung... It's always been a dream of mine to like walk down... I don't know, an aisle.
Yeah.
And be like, oh yeah, man. Whoa. I'm like, you know, high five.
I've done it once. Stan's done it twice. The feeling is surreal.
Right.
Never done
Rose
it before.
Never done it before.
Yeah.
Bro, you know, one day when you graduate.
One day, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to do it also like another day, but.
You get to do it every show still.
Can I just give a quick shout out to friend of the podcast, Mike Ilorin, because he did something similar on his wedding day.
Whoa, nice.
So when he got married, he walked down the aisle with the big gold belt.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
And he and his wife had entrance music.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
So you can have... Sorry?
Yung ba yung sing-sing niya, hindi?
No, I think may sing-sing pa siya talaga.
That'd be cool though.
Yeah. The reason I'm bringing this up is because you might want to consider doing that if the whole wrestling thing doesn't pan out.
Shit, man. That just gave me an idea for my whatever future wedding.
That is already an idea for my future wedding.
No. Okay. Like, you don't get a ring bearer, you get a belt bearer.
Hey!
That's a good idea. And then you have a custom belt.
Yeah!
Nice!
So, future Mrs. Moran, you have been notified.
Side plate
constructive
and all,
notice.
Or front plate, yeah, whatever.
Put on notice.
You've been put on notice. You have a few years.
Let's talk quickly about how big of a super fan you are. And I call you a super fan because you're the type of guy who would go out of the country because the WWE is in Southeast Asia.
Right.
And you've done this before,
this year. This is not your first time. This is not your first rodeo.
Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah, I did last year.
You son of
so was that the first time by that you went out of the country just to watch the WWE?
Yeah. Was it? Yeah. It was.
So, anyway, did you have like a buddy who was like, "Uy, tara hub no tayo," or did you just want to see them so badly after them not being here since 2009?
Right.
What was it like?
You know, because they were here for like 2006. And 9 or 6,
yes,
7
that's right.
And 9.
Right. 06 and 09.
Yeah. All of those shows, I went to all of them. Like, well, day one, day two.
Damn,
like, and I had to like scrounge for money then because I was still a student. So parang,
what?
I would like save up my allowance. Okay. Like, oh my God, 2,000 yung putang inang ticket na yan.
Putang inang in the nosebleeds.
What were the seats?
Patron.
You paid 2K for Kate Patron?
Oh, sorry, or 4?
Pretty sure it was like 6 or 7.
Yeah, 6 or 7. So parang I had to like
the one
save
here.
Up. Yeah, he won here.
Okay, right.
Yung parang Raw and then SmackDown and then one SmackDown.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
two nights of Raw, 2 nights of SmackDown, 1 night of another SmackDown.
Yes.
So all 5 of those shows I went. And then yung before the Joshi Jam, there was another event which you were there.
Right, WWFX.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was lucky enough because my friend worked at Araneta.
Okay.
And she got me to cover the event, so I got in for free.
Oh, no way. Did you cover it?
Yeah,
did you shoot it?
I did.
Do you have secret shots of Stan being
a douchebag?
I posted it like before, right?
I may have seen them. Yeah.
Actually,
no. You can't see them now because they were on Multiply and Multiply shut down.
Wait, what? Boy pa Multiply?
It shut down late 2012.
So everything on there
that's supposed to be there is now gone. But I can still like. I don't look through my archives.
Right.
It's still there. I just need to like get them.
Yeah, because Ro was at the event too, and we've told the story on the podcast several
times.
We'll tell you off the air. So he was there too. But so you went to KL just to watch the WWE. Any main event then, or what was the most memorable match from that card?
For me, it was Zayn and Neville.
What? Which we're never getting again.
Yeah, I was like super lucky to. No, because the main event was Cena and Rollins.
Okay.
Table match, I think.
Sini champion? Is Cena or si Rollins na?
No, Lesnar. Lesnar.
Ah, Lesnar.
So that's why no one was... The champ wasn't there.
Right.
Literally wasn't there.
So who was the Intercontinental champ at the time? Was it Dolph ba? Was it Barrett?
Parang walang IC champ. Wala yatang IC na dumating eh.
Oh.
Or whoever.
Ah, so it was like a split roster.
Oh, kasi someone parang...
I think someone was in Europe.
Oh, some of them were in Europe.
Yeah, that was during the Euro tour after WrestleMania.
Right. Here. And I remember parang yung Twitter ng WWE Southeast Asia parang
kakabuo lang
and they were like complain. Some of them were complaining, "Hey, but wala si ganito." Pero parang one of them chimed in and said na, "Guys, parang
there's a European tour."
Oh, there's a European tour, but be thankful na nandito si Cena, nandito si Rollins.
Yeah.
Yung mga big names sa
nandito si fucking Sami Zayn.
Yun, Zayn and Neville.
I don't even know.
Oh.
I'm never even going to get to watch anymore.
Actually, when I went to KL, it was super coincidence lang. Cuz me and my blockmates parang booked a trip to KL just for a vacation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like months ahead.
And then, so happened then.
It also happened same date. So parang,
swerte mo.
Oh, so parang pagdating ko, what? Parang WWE in Malay, in KL? Sabi ko, shit. Oh my God, same date. So parang sabi ko, guys, sa blockmates ko, guys, wala ako dito sa day na to. Sorry, manonood ako.
How much were the...
Fuck all y'all and your tours and shit.
How much were the tickets to that show? If I may ask.
It's like 5K yata.
5K Filipino.
Parang ito's like patron na rin.
Damn.
Pwede na. Even the Singapore show, diba? Yung the tickets that you got are also patron.
Yeah, patron. Yeah, parang patron level na rin.
And you bought this?
Upper A. I bought the tickets on the day, parang on the minute they were selling them. Like 9 a.m. on like a Monday or something.
Good God. You're a super fan.
Yeah, well, he is.
It's hard to have... A guy not be a super fan given all that he's done for the business locally, internationally.
Wala pong business nun, papi.
Yeah, he's a super fan. That's it.
Stop that. I want to ask, Tub, for those who are maybe planning to, like Stan, for those who are planning to go abroad
right.
for their first WWE show, kasi wala na dito.
Yeah.
What's the one thing to one most important thing to take note of?
It's kind of hard for me kasi I'm a photographer, yeah. So parang I'm torn. Do I shoot or do I watch?
Yeah, that's a good eternal dilemma.
So parang nung Raw and SmackDown here, yeah. first Raw here.
Yeah.
It was in Araneta. Right. I snuck my big ass camera inside.
Bawal, di ba?
Bawal. I snuck it in. I don't know how I did, but I fucking did it.
Backpack.
Oh, parang I feel like yata. Secret na yun. Well, whatever.
Hey.
But so I snuck it in somehow. And God, I was still shooting film, so I shot like 10 rolls of film then.
Wow.
10 rolls of 36 shots. So parang I got good shots, man. Parang birthday ni Ric Flair, they were giving out cake. I shot that, man. I saw it. Well, from where I was.
I remember that birthday cake thing.
Oh, parang they were holding his hand up and Trish and Sho or whoever else, Triple H, were like handing him a cake and like, you know, and all those. So parang my eternal dilemma is, if I shoot this event, I can remember it more because I shot it. So, this happened. When the SmackDown shows rolled along, I didn't shoot. I just watched, and now I can't remember what happened.
Ah, okay.
So now I'm like torn. Like nung KL show, half din ako eh. Parang half I was watching, half I was shooting.
So you actually got to bring in your camera naman.
Well, yung
KL.
Sa KL naman, it's like a small camera lang. And actually, bawal din ata yung big SLRs eh.
So sa Singapore, I won't see you with your SLR.
You'll see me with a dinky little camera.
But whatever.
Yeah, it's like a point and shoot lang
anything,
naman. Eh.
Anything that doesn't have an external lens,
right?
Because they don't want professional looking photos from non hired and
because they have those officially.
Right.
You know.
Okay. Which makes sense.
So parang siguro to watch out for is, and you know we're living in the age of like smartphones and everything.
And you can't stop that.
Yeah, you can't stop that. I would parang.
And they need it for the Bray entrance.
Yeah. Actually, they did that in KL.
Alam nila.
Alam nila. They were smarts din yung mga KL peeps. Ah.
Just because they're not in the States, I wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't.
I mean, they would say the same thing about us.
Yeah.
Right? If they'd seen us at Skinny Mike's for WrestleMania, I bet like the other countries would have been like, Pilipinas may mga fans pala
doon. Oh, yeah. And parang, they were chanting Cena sucks. Let's go Cena sucks.
With like no audible accent.
No, it's like normal. It's like, wow, okay, it sounds normal.
All right. Last question before we wrap it up. What are you most looking forward? What are you most looking forward to seeing in Singapore?
Well, I was looking forward to seeing Finn Balor.
Uh-huh.
If he's there.
Yeah. I think he's there.
Yeah, he
is. I think
he's
coming, yeah?
He is part of the card. I actually have it. I'm going to show it to you later.
No, nice. Why don't you write it down now? Write it down now.
The only confirmed match that I have is Cena versus Owens.
Ah, okay.
Pero nakalista si Balor, nakalista si Paige.
And Jericho, or no?
No, Jericho got taken out.
Are they doing Tokyo? Jericho is doing Tokyo.
Jericho is doing Tokyo. Yes.
Which is weird because the show is on July 2, Tokyo is 3, so parang fly out na agad sila.
Part of the Asian tour. Eh?
Right, the Asian tour. The reason why Jericho can't make it is because he's doing Tough Enough, right, and it's live.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So hindi siya abot na Singapore.
But he's going to Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. Damn it.
Yeah, way to screw the fans over, Tokyo. Jericho.
it's Tokyo. It's hard to, you know, not make Japanese fans happy.
And Japanese fans are like, wow, diba?
Mm.
And sorry, can I parang side
sure,
story
sure, sure.
lang?
Yeah,
parang,
yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
When I went to Tokyo, parang one of I set aside a day or an afternoon lang just to find like the Todokan store.
Mm. Uh-huh.
It's like the store where Colt Cabana parang tweet. Colt Cabana shot parang Instagrammed it. Parang we can buy like used masks, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's like this big used wrestling store. So when I saw that, parang okay. Fuck, I'm gonna like set a day aside for that.
Yeah.
Shopping.
Yun na nga eh. And the thing is, hindi lang siya yung only store there. There's that big store. But when I was like, of course, I couldn't like find it right away. So parang when I was walking around the area, there was like this other used store, wrestling store then. And then I saw the official New Japan store.
Right.
And I didn't go in kasi, you know, para mas focus ako dun sa parang Todokan thing. So parang, yeah, next time when I go there, I'm gonna like check the New Japan.
You and I have to talk like after this recording. You and I have to talk.
Y'all meeting each other in Singapore anyway. Jesus.
All right, Hub Pacheco, official photographer of PWR.
Before we let Hub go, I want to ask because we talked about his photography and his you know, and his come up. So I just want to ask, so go to the last question for Hub.
Right.
For those who are interested in getting into it, because it's a big thing now. It's become a big thing now. Everyone has a DSLR, right, even though they don't necessarily know how to use it properly or the best way they can. What's your biggest advice for people who are interested in getting into photography? Lalo na those who may not have enough money to get like the best equipment, or maybe even a DSLR, because that thing is not cheap.
Right. But it's getting cheaper now as years go by. Equipment
in general. Micro Four Thirds cameras are cheaper now.
Right.
Yeah. So what's your advice to...
Full frame lenses are cheaper.
What's your advice to people who want to get into it, and you know, maybe you want to be more than just a guy with a DSLR, just because they can afford a DSLR?
I would say... make the best of what you have, whatever equipment you have. Because it's just a tool in the end. Alam mo yun?
Right.
Parang if you give me like a whatever camera, I can still work wonders with that. Of course, I have better equipment, but mm-hmm. Parang you can still do a lot even with like the most basic equipment. Fuck, even a smartphone can do shit. I can do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So parang work, make the best with what you have.
And it doesn't matter that you don't have like the best.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, what do you have? Like, if you have basic lens, like a whatever lens, or just one kit lens.
Yeah.
Make the best of, because you can do a lot with that lang. It just overhype the more expensive shit because it is better in quality and in build whatever. Make the best of what you have and shoot what you love.
Mm.
Shoot what you want.
On that note, sorry, pinahalas na talaga. For those who wanna. Who are thinking about shooting pro wrestling, covering pro wrestling?
Right.
What do you have to say to as someone who's covered what, two events, three events,
three events and two
already?
Advice?
Yeah, yeah. Was like maybe not advice, but the one thing you've learned out of covering pro wrestling as a photographer so far.
Be mindful of the other people covering the event. Kasi parang, can I just parang comment lang?
Yeah.
I mean, this is great that PWR is getting so much mileage as the events go by. Pero medyo grabe lang, as in, nakakatawa lang na parang during the last event,
Revolution X,
three sides of the ring were covered with people shooting. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah. It's dangerous for them, guys.
Oh, and because it's dangerous for me, because I barely like dodge some of the, parang running the ropes.
Yeah, I think I heard one of the wrestlers tell you to move out of the way.
Yeah, and see, even I'm not, di ako labas dun sa nangyari yun. So parang be mindful of other people, because parang I don't know who, pero my back of my head got hit by some dude's camera like 3-4 times.
Because I
was like backing up.
By a wrestler.
No. I was backing up kasi, di ba, parang, I think one
photography
of...
is dangerous.
So parang, like, there's just one dude, parang si Sandata ata or whoever that dude is. Kept running. Takbo siya when he enters. Parang, holy shit, okay, I have to move back. And then boom, okay. And a bunch of other times.
No, I've heard the wrestlers have to tell the young boys, the bouncers, to tell the photographers to, you know, make way.
Yeah, and yun nga, it's funny nga na parang three sides of the ring were covered with people shooting. So man, and I was even on, I was looking from afar. So parang sabi ko, I'm not gonna get in there.
Yeah, no, I can't blame you.
Parang kung medyo lumuwag na yung traffic dun sa other side.
Yeah.
And you know what? Nakapapasok. You know what? Next show, I'm going to make sure the board and I, we're going to discuss this. It's a valid complaint. Thank you for bringing this up.
Yeah, it actually makes sense.
We're going to make the environment safer.
It inconveniences everyone within the ring premises.
We're going to make the environment safer for the wrestlers, for the photographers, for you, and you know, for the audience members who just can't get enough.
Right, yeah.
So, Hub, of course, the official photographer of PWR, where can we find you on social media if anyone wants to hire you, you know, to take their photos or to do a shoot with them?
Well, my website is at hubpacheco.com. Facebook, Hub Pacheco. Instagram, I don't know how to say this. My Instagram handle is Hub It All.
Yun,
sorry.
Don't be shy.
Hub It All.
Hub It All.
Yeah, don't be shy. How about on Twitter?
I don't use Twitter that much, but I do have it. Hub Pacheco pa rin. It's like pretty straightforward. Hub It All lang talaga yung medyo, what the fuck, where did that come from?
You can Hub It All.
Yeah, H-U-B-I-T-A-L.
All right. Thank you very much, Hub Pacheco, the official photographer.
Yeah, if you see him at the next PWR show, say hi.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and don't ask him for a photo because he probably won't shoot you.
He shoots everyone.
Oh, I'm pretty approachable.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good to know because, like, you know, Shepard, the assumption is you're working the event.
Ah, well,
I can't
be bothered.
During the meet and greets.
Yeah, my philosophy is no one is that busy to not be able to talk to you.
Yun.
What a guy. We're going to let him go now. Hub Pacheco, thank you so much for dropping by the SGP podcast and for finally being part of the show.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
All right. That was a great interview with Hub Pacheco, one of our longest interviews to date on the podcast, which says a lot about how much we enjoyed just hanging out with him and talking to him about wrestling, photography, and everything else in between.
He's a great guy. You should hire him.
Yeah. If you want to check him out.
Why haven't
I? If you want nudes done, tasteful nudes.
Seriously?
Come on, Camus.
Do you still do nudes, Hub?
Hub's still in the booth, by the way.
Do you still do nudes?
Sure.
So do you do male nudes?
Sure, no.
Jesus. Come on, Camus.
I'm sure he does.
So if you need.
Get paid the right amount.
Yun!
If you need anything done, any good shoots, Hub Pacheco is a photographer for hire. You can check him check his website out, hubpacheco.com. You can also hit him up on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram. Now we've come to the end of the show, and of course we can't end the podcast without giving you our must-see matches, which we call the Picks of the Week.
Although in some weeks it's not necessarily a match. It's a podcast, it's a book, it's something else. But this week we're all going matches. All
right, you want to start, Camus?
Yeah, I can start. My pick of the week comes from Ring of Honor's Best in the World pay-per-view. Jay versus Jay. Briscoe versus Lethal. This is one of those matches that you never thought was going to be as good as it was. And good God, for a champion versus champion match with both straps on the line, it did not disappoint. I mean, I know that a lot of people out there have heard of Jay Lethal potentially signing with WWE and have seen or heard of the Briscoe brothers at some point, but this match was just phenomenal. There are no words for it. I mean, seeing a guy take what is essentially a power bomb. What's the technical term for a J-driller? What's the technical?
Isn't it a pile driver?
It's a it's almost a package pile driver.
Oh,
almost a package pile driver through a table. Drive a man through that and still have the wits about them to bring them into a ring and perform a finishing sequence like the one that they pulled off was amazing.
Oh, basically, if you like Cena Owens too, you like ROH.
Actually,
well, you like
this
match.
If you like Cena Owens, if you like the Cena Owens feud, you like this match because it essentially is that. It's a great match. It's great champions, dominant champions going up against each other, and it's hella fun. If you haven't seen this show yet, do catch it for that match and the Bullet Club versus the Kingdom. That was hella fun. Just for the fact that Maria Kanellis gets kicked in the face. Mm-hmm. It was funny.
Thank you for encouraging last kicking.
No.
She knew what she was getting herself into. She messed with AJ Styles and the Bucks.
Okay. Fair enough.
Super kick party.
All right. I was going to pick Rose pick of the week just because this week hasn't really been
it hasn't really been rife with a lot of good stuff in wrestling. So I might as well just settle for.
Something. That's something.
He's been back since last week. So I mean, like, this week isn't such a big deal. Isn't as big of a deal as it was the previous week. For this week, I'm going to have to settle for second best, which I would have to call Finn Balor versus Rhino on NXT, a new main event. And it was the second match between both of them. Again, another hard-hitting back and forth. But what really made me feel entertained when I was watching it was Kevin Owens on commentary, which is always a treat no matter what show he's on. Kevin Owens just knows how to heal it up. He's, if it hasn't been said before, I might as well say it again, he's your typical school bully, very unapologetic. He just doesn't give a fuck and he will just keep running his mouth. And you know nakupal siya, but at the same time you're watching it at naaliw ka lang, and you know that just makes it all the more entertaining. Plus having Finn Balor go up against
the man beast,
right? It goes to show na he can go toe to toe even with a brawler who's, you know, much more husky than he is. So I'm excited to see Finn Balor in Singapore, and watching that match against Rhino just amped up the excitement for me.
Do you know who his opponent is?
Singapore? No.
Nipa sure. Yeah. I can't claim to know. I wish I did.
Man.
Hoping right. It's Neville.
My pick of the week is All night long. Yes, all night long. One night, one fight. And for a show that is as over the top as Lucha Underground is, this match is not only over the top, it's 60 minutes. 16-minute Iron Man match and Lucha Underground runs for an hour. It's also the smartest thing they've done. It's the smartest match.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
No.
But the thing is, ever?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yet. Case in point, Johnny Mundo whacks Prince Puma in the head with a crowbar. He's down. He's what? They're tied 1-1.
Yeah, tied 1-1.
After whacking him in the head with a crowbar, he hits the End of Days and Moonlight Drive. And what else? What else did he hit?
No,
but he racked up the wins to 4 after that spot.
Yeah, he hit a Moonlight Drive.
Wouldn't
end of the
you
world,
do the same if
something.
You knocked someone out with a weapon?
Yep.
You know, exactly.
Every time I played an Iron Man match in the video games, lagging my disqualification. I don't know why, but yung lagging setting in the video games.
Set yung DQ.
Or no. Maybe. But I would always think to myself, I would damage my opponent with normal wrestling moves, and then I would get a chair, hit him on the head with the chair, and I would risk getting disqualified and losing a fall if I could make it up by pinning the opponent at least 2-3 straight times.
That's real life logic playing into wrestling.
Exactly.
Logic.
And that's the thing, because we are so used to wrestling logic now. If you whack, yeah, as Brandon Stroud said, if you whack Cena with a crowbar in the head, he's going to kick out at 2. And so that just makes sense. And the fact that it makes sense, it doesn't insult our intelligence at all. It builds drama because Prince Puma is down
4-1. He has to get 4 straight pinfalls to even have a shot
minutes,
at winning.
In 30 minutes. And who can pull that off in 30 minutes?
Prince Puma.
Exactly.
Well, he did it with some help from El Patron.
But that's the last fall now.
Yeah.
So second to last fall.
But yeah, the point is, now it was the type of Iron Man match that went down to the wire.
Mm.
Like, the last pinfall was counted talaga as the closing seconds of the match were taking place. And
as in, literally last seconds of the match. I'm amazed with Ricochet's timing, because he wouldn't have known how much time was left on the timer. There was no graphic at
right.
all.
He only had the referee, Marty Elias.
Yeah, I'm not even sure Marty Elias had an idea of what time it was.
Uh-oh.
So to hit the 6:30 splash and score the pin with only, 2 seconds left.
And there were, several memorable spots. And when I say several, I really mean several. Like, the El Cabong spot.
Yeah, the table spot.
Yeah, the tackle-to-table spot.
The El Patron spot.
Right, the El Patron spot. You know, that match, I think this is a shared opinion within the Smart Henry offices, at least, was the best Lucha Underground episode to date.
No, well, I don't know if it's a shared opinion, but it is my opinion.
It is a strong opinion.
No, I don't. It's just my opinion. Okay, it's possible that other shows would be as great.
No, I share it. Like, I believe it also. And it was awesome. I enjoyed it, and I really set aside one whole hour to watch it. Because normally when we watch wrestling shows, you would pause in between gaps and segments.
There is time to pause.
Right.
But this one,
no, hindi pwede.
It demands. Well,
It demands your attention.
It doesn't always demand your attention. It's possible to tune out, especially when Mundo is taking a break after during Prince Puma's selling of the crowbar. But it just demands your full attention, at least for the fact that, okay, this is where logic is logical.
This is the match where Mundo asks for a timeout, diba? Mm.
Like, and there are no timeouts in wrestling.
Right. Sometime after the first fall, like, but in a commercial break, he asked for a timeout. Yeah, that was funny.
And then, the funnier part is, as the show was going to commercial, you can hear Marty Elias say, "There's no timeouts in wrestling, Johnny."
Yeah. So way to keep kayfabe, Marty Elias. Thank you. So there you have it. Those are our picks of the week. Now, before we go, we got to say thank you to our friends who've always been very supportive of the SGP podcast, starting off with the folks over at the Mellow 94.7 Studios. We also have to say thanks to the boys and the girls of PWR for making the SGP podcast the official home of PWR on the interwebs. We also got to thank you for subscribing to the podcast. We forgot to say this at the top of the show.
If you haven't subscribed, the best way to do it is on the iTunes store if you're on iPhone or iPad or whatever
device. If you're on an Apple device.
Yeah, if you're an Apple device, the iTunes store is where we are. That's where we're number 175. And if you're on Android...
Hopefully higher by next week.
Yeah. Well, I think we're always going higher. Yeah?
Nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, subscribe, rate us if you want to. Do send us feedback. We're also online like 24/7. You can hit us up on Facebook. The page is at the SGP Podcast. Mm. And then on Twitter, individually, it's at Stan, it's at underscore Stancy, at Caveman Camus, and at Ro is War. So that's how you can reach us. And with that, episode 66 of the SGP Podcast is in the books. Next week, I'll talk about the Singapore live event. We'll probably have.
No. Will you talk about it? Or I think...
No.
I think we'll be patching in your report from Singapore.
We can do that. We can make that happen.
So I'll
be hanging out with
Hub. Red and Hub.
Friend of the podcast, Red Oliero. And of course, Hub Pacheco.
Friend of the podcast.
You can record there now.
Yeah, we can actually talk about the show. We'll be marking
during the
fuck
the show,
out.
Yeah. We can do the show while you're marking out.
We can do a phone-in interview.
Oh. Yeah, we'll make something happen. And that's episode 67. And... sometime within the next month, our legendary tease might just come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, just to give you a clue, if it wasn't Maria Ozawa, it's going to be bigger than that.
Of course.
I mean, the boys got Maria Ozawa, but the man that we're bringing in, goddamn, son.
All right. So
gotta wait for him.
We got to get out of here. We got to get some rest. Friday, tomorrow, it's going to be a big day, as always.
I'm already having a big day.
We're going to be getting our sleep now. So for the SGP Podcast, we're the SGP Podcast.
Thank you and good night.
Peace.